Chapter 16. I had arranged to visit Mrs. Protheroe to discuss the funeral arrangements, so I walked to Old Hall. When we had finished, I said goodbye and took the private path towards the vicarage. I had a plan. When I found a place where the plants beside the path looked as though someone had walked on them, I left the path and forced my way through. But suddenly, I heard someone else moving very close to me. As I paused, Lawrence Redding appeared, carrying a large stone. I must have looked shocked, for he started to laugh. "No," he said. "It's not a clue. It's a gift."
"What?"
"I wanted an excuse to call on Miss Marple, and I heard that she loves old stones for her Japanese garden."
"True," I said. "But why do you want to see her?"
"Well, if there was anything to be seen yesterday evening, Miss Marple saw it. Clement, I'm going to solve this crime, for Anne's sake."
He paused, then said,
"What are you doing in the woods, Vicar?"
I didn't know what to say. "We've got the same idea, haven't we?" He smiled.
"How did the murderer come to the study? First way, along the road and through the gate. Second way, by the front door. Third way, is there a third way? My idea was to see if any of the bushes were broken near the vicarage garden wall."
"That was just my idea," I admitted.
"But I suddenly thought that I'd like to see Miss Marple first."
So we walked together to her house. She was working in the garden and was very pleased with the stone.
"It's so kind of you, Mr. Redding."
Then Lawrence asked his most important question. But Miss Marple was sure she had seen nobody in the road when he and Anne were in the studio. "Did you see anyone go by the path into the woods that afternoon?" I asked. "Or come from there?"
"Oh, yes. Dr. Stone and Miss Cram. It's the quickest way to the barrow. That was just after 2 o'clock. And Dr. Stone returned that way, as you know, Mr. Redding, because he joined you and Mrs. Protheroe."
"And that shot," I said,
"the one you heard, Miss Marple. Mr. Redding and Mrs. Protheroe must have heard it too."
"Yes," Lawrence said. "I believe I did hear some shots."
"I only heard one," said Miss Marple.
"I can't remember it very well," said Lawrence. "All I could think about was Anne." Miss Marple changed the subject.
"Inspector Slack asked me whether I heard the shot after Mr. Redding and Mrs. Protheroe had left the studio or before. I believe that it was after."
"Then it couldn't have been Dr. Stone," said Lawrence. "Although nobody has ever thought that he did shoot Protheroe."
"Ah," said Miss Marple. "But I always think it wise to suspect everybody just a little."
"Well then," said Lawrence, "can you think why Mrs. Lestrange visited Protheroe after dinner on Wednesday night?"
"No, but I expect someone heard something. Perhaps, Mr. Redding, you can find out. Women servants hate talking to the police, but a nice-looking young man, I'm sure they would tell him at once."
"I'll go and try this evening," said Lawrence. "But first, the vicar and I have a little job to do." So we said goodbye to Miss Marple and walked back to the woods. We went up the path until we came to a new place where it looked as though someone had left the path on the right-hand side. We turned and walked this way. But after a short distance, There were no more broken bushes. So we went back to the path and walked a little farther along it. Again we came to a place where the bushes looked broken. This time we went towards the vicarage and finally to where the bushes grew against the wall. Then suddenly there was the sound of breaking wood. I pushed forward and came face to face with Inspector Slack.
"So it's you,"
he said.
"What are you both doing here?"
A little ashamed, we explained.
"Exactly," said the inspector. "I had the same idea. Would you like to know something?"
"Yes," I said.
"Whoever murdered Colonel Protheroe did not come this way. There's no sign that anyone climbed over this wall. Whoever shot the colonel came through the front door. There's no other way he could have come."
"Impossible!" I cried.
"Why impossible?"
he said.
"Your door is open. Anyone can walk in. They know you are out. They know Mrs. Clement is in London. They know Dennis is at a tennis party. And they don't need to come through the village. Just opposite the vicarage gate is a public footpath." "Yes, that's the way the person came."
And it really seemed that he must be right.